Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for September 5th, 2017. I'm Paul White. We are in Romans chapter 12 after having spent the last few days concluding our conversation with John Sheesby. And then the first day of September, we did some announcements of our September travel schedule. Check that out, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule, to see where we will be, Mississippi, Alabama, Southern California, this month. You can also check out next month. We'll talk about that later. And we return now to the 12th chapter of Romans, the third verse. And this is where Paul begins to talk about the specific spiritual gifts. He mentions gifts back in Romans 11:29, that gifts and callings of God are irrevocable, or Old King James, I actually like this phrase, without repentance, without God changing his mind. I like that because, and I didn't comment on this when we were there, it uses repentance the way it's supposed to be used. And we miss it a lot of times because we think of repentance as something that has to do with condemnation or feeling bad or making promises. Anyhow, this third verse begins the transition of talking about those gifts. We may be able to speed up a little bit in our journey. We've taken so much time over the last couple of months to work through that very interesting and sometimes difficult to navigate passage from Romans 9, 10, and 11. So we get into a little easier waters here. It's not shallow, but it goes down a little easier because we get into a lot of Christian behavior through the lens of grace. I know it's through the lens of grace because let's watch the third, fourth verses. For I say, through grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So all of the Christian instruction that really extends into the next couple of chapters, but specifically the 12th chapter, from about verse 9 through the end of the chapter, verse 21, very action-specific. How to love, you know, abhor the evil, give honor, don't lack in diligence, rejoice in hope, be patient, how to pray, how to give, how to bless, how to rejoice, etc., etc., etc. But by setting it up with this phrase, through the grace given to me, don't think more highly than you ought to think, Paul is absolutely banishing this idea that you can perform through your works, because he says it's through the grace given to me that I do what I do, and a man ought not think more highly of himself than he should. This is Pauline. Paul loves to, when talking about what Jesus did versus our performance, Paul loves to take away the glory of the flesh. One of my favorite moments of this is in 1 Corinthians 1. Verse 28, the base things of the world and the things that are despised, God has chosen the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, so that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ, who became for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. So notice that Paul says, of God you are in Christ, who is your wisdom, your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption. And he sandwiches that. He bookends it. That's verse 30. He bookends it with 29 and 31. And 29 is, no flesh glories in his presence. 31 is, he who ever glories, let him glory in the Lord. And so you have Paul talking about flesh not being able to glory because flesh didn't do anything. Flesh doesn't give you the wisdom of God. Flesh doesn't give you righteousness. Flesh doesn't make you sanctified. Flesh doesn't redeem you. And the lack of your flesh moving doesn't give you any of those things. These are all grace gifts. That's why Paul would say in Galatians, God forbid that I would glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the connotation there is, God forbid that I would brag. God forbid that I would find any satisfaction in anything other than the cross of Christ, by which I've been crucified to the world and the world's been crucified to me. So these are grace gifts. We don't do anything to make them happen. And God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And I don't think that means that God gives some people a lot of faith and other people a little bit of faith. but that everything that is given to us is a measure. Everything that's a part of the faith is given by God. Why? Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. So the body of Christ has a lot of different people, but they don't all function in the same way. And even though we're all one in the body of Christ, individually, we're members of one another as well. This is a cohesive organism, not unfortunately what we've often made it, some cold, distant, mechanical organization, but a living, breathing, warm, moving organism called the church. And we all have a role. It's sometimes easy to think that the people who are on the front lines of ministry have some sort of greater role in the body of Christ than do others. And that would be likening one part of our body as more important than other parts of our body. And I guess you could say there are, if you had to lose one part of your body, there's some you'd choose over others. But I don't think Paul's stretching the metaphor to that breaking point. I think what he is saying is we don't all do the same things. And I think we make a mistake sometimes when we read people like Paul and we see all of the things that he's doing and what he says that he's doing, and we think, well, that's what we ought to be doing. We need to realize that Paul doesn't write what he's doing to the churches so that they will do it. For instance, and you've heard me say this before, I don't think when Paul says, I've become all things to all men, I don't think Paul was bragging. I think Paul was trying to justify why he kind of waffles when he's around certain people. You know, if he's around James in Acts 21, he backs off of his grace stance and he goes to take those Jews into the temple for the rites of purification. It's a shameful act. I think he's saying, here's why I do it. He never says, you should become all things to all men so that you can win some. He says, I do that. And I don't think Paul is trying to get us to go do what he does any more than you need to try to do what this Paul does. And this Paul doesn't need to do what you do. You find your place in the body and you do it and you love it and you enjoy it from a grace place, not a performance place. And I have found mine in the body and I do the same thing. And we're one in the body of Christ, and then individually we're a member of one another. Now tomorrow we'll move to verse 6. See, I thought we could speed up. We did 3 verses today. Tomorrow we'll go to verse 6 and talk about those gifts and what they mean and what they might mean for us under the new covenant. We're talking about different gifts, and I'll get into this tomorrow, than what we would consider the gifts of the Spirit. But we'll see you there. God bless.